Welcome to an all-new episode of SJHL Insider, wherever you may be watching, YouTube, or listening, of course, on Apple or Spotify. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, SJHL Insider is presented by our good friends at UPL, who are the title sponsor for both SJHL Weekly and SJHL Insider. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of everything around the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, we do have to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors across the league. Of course, our good friends at UPL being the title sponsor for SJHL Insider. But we have to also thank Borgo, Canterra Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thank you so much for your support, because without your support, these shows would not be possible. On today's show, we have lots to recap from the opening weekend of the season. We haven't had any action since the weekend, but we have lots to recap from the opening weekend. And we're also going to be joined by Alex Schweitzer from Sask Energy to discuss a little bit about the Goals for Kids Sport program, which is back once again in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League this year, which is very exciting. And you may have seen on social media, this is the 10th year of the program. So very exciting stuff. We'll chat. We have chatted with Alex. You'll see our chat with Alex coming up in a bit. But before we get into it, let's bring in our co-host, Clark Monroe. Clark, how are we doing today?
Good. It's been a busy week despite no games up to this point in the week. And the anticipation of the weekend is high. It's a high anticipation weekend. So exciting times here in the SJ.
And we have a game tonight.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Not just the weekend.
Yes, exactly. So you know what? Let's cue it up. We'll look back really quick. We'll cue it up with this week's edition of The Hat Trick. Yes. There's the hats. The hat trick. Now, of course, we're going to go to topic number one, which is opening weekend. And, Jared, there was a lot to be happy about over the opening weekend. A lot of great results on and off the ice. And we got some really good numbers streaming in as well from maybe attendance and stuff like that as well, average attendance. So what's your take on opening weekend?
Yeah, I guess first and foremost, yeah, opening attendance was really good. It was, I think the average was 995 people.
Yeah. Around 1,000.
I'll just say 1,000.
Yeah.
Average attendance was 1,000 people from opening weekend, which is really good across the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. People are excited about the upcoming season, which is great news. And I mean, one of the things we talked about on last week's Insider and, of course, on SJHL Weekly before we talked about the season was the parity in the league. And I think that's an easy thing to look at to start this season. Obviously, many splits when it comes to the home and homes. There's only two 2-0 teams. And, I mean, 11 of the 12 teams got a point. So I would say the parity is still pretty high.
Yeah.
And I would say for me, the other thing that really stood out was, and we touched on it on Monday with Rory and Jamie, was the goaltending across the league. Gosh, where do you start? We can start with SaskTel Goalie of the Week, Dazza Mitchell. I mean, 0.93 goals against average, 964 save percentage. The team he played, Yorkton, Caleb Allen, 1.4 goals against average, 0.960 save percentage. Joey Hocko, first SJHL game. First SJHL shutout.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Joey Hocko in another point of the hat trick as well. Benjamin Motu was great. He got a shutout in the Broncos home opener. William Dyke was outstanding for the Melville Millionaires. 1.53 goals against average, 950 save percentage. He had a shutout in the Mills home opener. Cam Herdlicka was excellent in his lone game. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of good goaltending performances, and one goalie I do want to give a shout out to that's not near the top of the stats leaders, I guess, when it comes to goals against average, would be Damon Cunningham, because he allowed obviously the 5 goals in the home opener for the Nipawin Hawks, and then the 2 the next night in LaRonge. But the big thing for Damon Cunningham was the save percentage and how many shots he faced during those two games.
Yeah, and the highlight of the week as well. Shout out
to him. He had 45 saves one night and then followed it up with 54 the next night.
Oof.
Busy couple of games. So good for Damon and the Nippon Hawks to get some rest, because Damon deserves it. But yeah, that's what kind of stood out for me. What about you?
Yeah, well, again, that was a big one. Just how close the games were, and like you said, the parity across the league and some great performances. And my big thing is the crowds. I, as a former employee of a team myself, you love to see the crowds come out and to hear that they averaged across the league almost 1,000 fans. Mm-hmm. 1,000 fans is a great night for any team across the league. So to see that it averaged that, it just, you know, kudos to everybody. Big round of applause to everybody across this province for supporting these teams. Let's keep that up and support them all season, because this season, I truly believe, and we've talked about this already on the show, you mentioned the parity, but I truly believe that this is going to be a very exciting season in all of the markets across the league. And now is as good of a time as any to get your late season tickets. Well, if you haven't already, in there.
Just to build off that as an example, I was in Estevan and Melville over the weekend for both their home openers. And Estevan had 1,500.
Oof. Amazing.
Rink was great. I don't know what the actual number was for Melville, but the one thing, and I was talking with friend of the show, Benny Walchuk, about, because he was in attendance, obviously, for the home opener, was how good of a crowd it was in Melville for at the Horizon Credit Union Center. And let's not beat around the bush. The last couple of years for the Millionaires have not been great.
Yep.
So the fact that they got such a good crowd for their home opener, and obviously there's excitement in the community with Doug Johnson coming in, longtime SJHL Absolutely. Coach coming in, there taking over the program. And I think the way Doug has built the Melville Millionaires, I think that the community of Melville is going to love that team. They're going to work very hard, and they put on a great show for the fans in the home opener. So just to build off what you said when it comes to the excitement in all the markets, I mean, Melville was a last place team last year. And look at the buzz around that rink, for example, and around that team just to start the year in the first game of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You love to see it. Let's move on to topic number two. And this one is, there's been a few things going on around the league in the last few days. But I'm just going to say trades, Jeremy, and I'll let you go off on this over the last few days. I guess today's the 28th. So over the last, since SJHL Weekly, there has been some moves. So,
yeah, I'm just going to go with the players that I think the acquisitions, because I think there's some interesting ones for sure. And I think the biggest one for me, at least, was the one that the Flin Flon Bombers did.
Yes.
And that was they went out and acquired Ashton Paul from the OCN Blizzard of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. A 19-year-old forward, but most importantly, he's from the area. He was from the PAW, but he's from northern Manitoba, so he's quite familiar with the Bombers and that area. But last year, with, ironically, Doug Johnson as head coach in OCN, as an 18-year-old, he was a point per game.
Yeah.
26 goals, 30 assists.
Whew.
That's a big boost to that forward group for the Flin Flon Bombers.
Yeah. Continuing, so
that's another great weapon. We talked about the great weapons that Flin Flon has to add Ashton Paul. That's a really good addition, I think, from the Flin Flon Bombers up there. And then some other trades with some teams in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. The Weyburn Red Wings acquired Rocco Lacara from the Olds Grizzlies. He had one assist in three games so far to start, I guess, the Alberta Junior Hockey League season, which started a week before the SJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Stars just announced, I think that was on Wednesday, they acquired Hunter Bergson from Canmore of the Alberta Junior Hockey League. Now, last year, Bergson, you might have remembered, he was with the LaRonge Ice Wolves for 10 games last year.
I was going to say, the name sounded really familiar.
He was with LaRonge for 10 games last year, and he had 4 goals and 3 assists with the LaRonge Ice Wolves. And then he went to Canmore, and he had 9 goals and 12 assists with Canmore in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So Hunter Bergson's back in the SJHL, and a nice little boost for the North Stars up front offensively. And obviously, for Hunter, he's familiar with the league. So, good for him. And then the other one I really want to touch on too is I think we touched on during the, I don't know if it was Insider or Weekly last week, but we had touched on with the Nippon Hawks how obviously they had lost Xander Stewart from last year. They had a few returning blue liners. Of course, they have Ronan Buckberger on the back end, but they go out and get Luke Chase from the Canmore Eagles, and a 20-year-old defenseman, only had 4 assists last year, but he's 6'4", 210.
Can't teach size.
You cannot teach size. You are correct. You cannot teach size. And I just think, I'm guessing without seeing Luke Chase play, I kind of have an idea of what kind of defenseman he is. And if he plays to the way I think he plays, I think the cage will be a lot of fun to play in for opposing teams with a smaller rink.
I was going
to
say, I think the people in the cage are going to enjoy the way he plays. I think that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think when you look around, especially those last 3 trades I mentioned, they're all 20-year-olds as well.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting to see how those players, I guess, help out their teams, because I know we talked about, I mean, with Alfred, we touched on how we thought the strength of their team, what was the strength of their team? The blue line.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now they add a forward to add a little bit of depth. We had mentioned earlier with the Red Wings too, like they lost a lot when it came to offense last year. Well, they go out and get a 20-year-old forward who hasn't had the most success at the junior A level, but he has at the junior B level. So the potential is definitely there. And then for Nipwin, we had a lot of question marks about their blue line, and then they quickly addressed them by going out and getting a defenseman like Luke Chase. And the good news is Noobsy's going to see the Nipwin, and maybe he'll get to see Luke Chase this weekend. We can get the report on Monday on SJHL Weekly.
There you go.
But yeah, so I would say some interesting moves.
Yeah, teams addressing needs. Yeah. And at this point in the season, I mean, there's a big deadline coming up with the BCHL. We'll see how that changes anything. I'm not sure.
Right. Good. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
It's only a couple days away as of this recording.
2 days away.
We'll keep our eyes on that for next week.
Sure.
But on top of that, just, you know, as teams get their teams together, not just in the SJ across Canada, and, you know, they see who they have, and especially with those 20-year-olds, the balance of the 20-year-olds, of course, you know, it's good to see teams seeing what they need early and addressing it early. I love it.
Well, and the other thing too is I think some people might say you're seeing a lot of, the Alberta League's just getting rid of a bunch of 20s and dumping it on the SJ. Well, you have to remember the Alberta Junior Hockey League does have slightly different rules when it comes to their 20-year-olds as the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. A little bit more lenient in the SJ per se, because you can have the 8 20-year-olds compared to the 6 in Alberta. So that doesn't mean that these players are bad.
I would say it's the SJ teams taking advantage of it. Like they're getting these really good players that are, you know, for whatever reason or another, available. And if you're not taking,
it provides roster flexibility.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm excited to see. I mean, all three. We'll see if Hunter's Bergson's in the lineup tonight for Battleford as they begin the 3 games in 3 nights against the Yorkton Terriers tonight and tomorrow, and then Melville. We'll see if he makes the trip, if he gets there in time. If not, we'll see him next week, and then we'll see if Chase and LaCara are in the lineups, and of course Ashton Paul as well, in the lineups this weekend for their respective clubs.
Ashton Paul, I think that's going to be a home run for them.
That one's that's the one most familiar
stands
one.
Out. Yeah.
That's the most familiar one, I think, because of obviously the success Ashton had last year in OCN under Doug Johnson. And then obviously Mike Reagan's going to have tabs on the OCN Blizzard, because the OCN Blizzard are so close to the Flint Flon Bombers, and they usually play each other home and home in the preseason. So he's probably seen Ashton Paul play a decent amount.
Yeah, absolutely. So kudos to everybody, all those trades. I can't wait to see these guys in action. Let's get into point 3 now. There's a couple of important things either starting or happening soon. So I'm going to start it with the Goals for Kids Sport campaign is back. You mentioned it for the 10th season. That's exciting. And then National Truth and Reconciliation Day. So Jeremy, take it away.
Yeah, well, I don't want to spoil the interview with Alex, but the Goals for Kids Sport campaign is officially underway. Obviously, that the race for the Kids Sport Cup starts at the beginning of every season. The amount of home goals among all the 11 Saskatchewan-based teams in the SJHL. Sorry, Flin Flon. but the 11 Saskatchewan-based teams, the Valfords North Stars, They won it last year.
Really?
No surprise. I mean, when you're as good as they were last year, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spoil it anymore. The Goals for Kids Sport kickoff, though, is tomorrow night in Melfort. So if you are in the Melfort area, be sure to get out. And they're going to have a barbecue. And I'm sure they got lots planned. But
I'll say this. We'll save Energy always does it right.
That's right. They do. I mean, I think both of us went to a couple of them last year, and they did a great job as always. But the other one is, yes, Saturday is National Truth and Reconciliation Day in Canada, and all five teams that are in action this Saturday are going to have different ceremonies taking place. Melfort and LaRange are both having orange shirt games, and they will be wearing special jerseys as well. And they'll be also doing respective fundraisers. I mean, we talked with Trevor Blevins about the one Melfort is doing at the Northern Lights Palace. So if you missed that interview, go to SJHL's YouTube channel. There we go. And check out the last episode of SJHL Weekly. And before we kind of go into that interview, I just want to say, you know, Saturday with National Truth and Reconciliation Day, it's a day to learn, reflect, come together in the spirit of reconciliation. The SJHL covers both Treaty 4 and Treaty 6 in Saskatchewan, and the league is continuing to commit to the principles of reconciliation. So it's great to see all five teams that are playing on National Truth and Reconciliation Day obviously recognize it, take part in ceremonies. And another part thing I just want to mention too, and I don't want to miss it also, but if you go to sjhl.ca, Marty Martinson, did our good friend who was on the very first show, he did an outstanding article with Joey Hocko, new goalie for the Battleford's North Stars. He is taking part in the Making Saves for Indigenous Youth campaign this year. So this season, Joey Hocko, and kudos to Joey Hocko for this, the 18-year-old rookie goaltender for the Battleford's North Stars. He will be donating this year 25 cents for every save he makes this season to the Making Saves for Indigenous, as part of his Making Saves for Indigenous Youth campaign.
Unbelievable.
It's really spectacular. He made 29 saves in his first his first game. You want to do the math there, Clark?
I think I saw a tweet.
I think it was in Marty's article.
It's $7.25,
something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Which sounds like it's like, oh, that's
but
only
it's the whole season.
But it continues the whole season. And you know what?
It's like, the whole season.
If I can just say this, when I was 18 years old, you know, not that I would never have participated in something like this, but to come up with this plan and idea as an 18 year old. And I think he did it last year, too, as a 17-year-old in whatever league he was in. I think I saw that he donated a big amount at the end of the season last year. So for him to take this initiative as a 17- and 18-year-old young man.
Agreed.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, like, that's all the props. Awesome.
So huge shout out to him. Huge kudos, I was going to say. Kudos and shout out to Joey Hocko. And I can't wait to see how high the number goes, and I hope he makes a ton of saves this year.
Yeah, and you know what? Well, we'll have to honestly at some point get Joey Hocko on one of the shows to chat about that, because I would love to just hear more about it, because I think it's a really cool campaign. But yes, just want to give a shout out to all those teams taking part, having home games on Saturday and recognizing National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, because it is a very important day across this country.
Yep.
Without further ado, though, we are now going to go to our chat with Alex Schweitzer with Sask Energy to chat a little bit about, of course, Goals for Kids Sport. I mentioned earlier the kickoff's taking place tomorrow, Friday, in Melfort. as the Melfort Mustangs play host to the Notre Dame Hounds. So without further ado, let's go to my chat with Alex Schweitzer to talk a little bit about the goals for kids sport. All right, and we're now pleased to be joined by Alex Schweitzer, who is the Supervisor of Community Engagement for Sask Energy. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Really appreciate it. How's it going?
Really good. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing great, and it's another hockey season, and which means the Goals for Kids Sport campaign is back for Sask Energy in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Always a great campaign, entering its 10th year. But before we talk about the anniversary year of the campaign, let's reflect a little bit about last season. Just overall, how did last season of the Goals for Kids Sport campaign go?
It was an awesome year for Goals for Kids Sport. We raised a lot of money to make sure that all kids can play sports and have access to sports. The funding raised were, we've raised over $230,000 so far through the program, which is helping a lot of kids gain access to sport. Had a lot of great game nights throughout the season. And yeah, it's been a great, really great program, a great partnership between Sask Energy, our network members, the SJHL, and Kids Sport Saskatchewan. And we're really proud of the program. And like you said, moving into our 10th season. So it's a big year.
For sure. And of course, last year was a historic year for the Balfour's North Stars. And another part of their historic season was, winning the Kids Sport Cup for scoring the most goals at home. And I know you and I were talking about it off air near the end of last season, was especially as we approached that 1,000th goal, we were just cheering for goals at home. We didn't care who won, just everybody score at home.
Yes, the Battle for North Stars claimed the Kids Sport Cup, 123 goals, and yeah, that signifies when they score the 1,000th goal, that signifies the $20,000 donation from Sask Energy to Kids Sport. So that coveted Kids Sport Cup was always a really exciting part of the program. And as a reminder for those who don't know or forgot, it's $20 is donated for every home goal scored throughout the regular season to Kids Sport Saskatchewan, to a maximum of $20,000. So makes it a fun competition for the players to get involved with. And yeah, the Battleford North Stars took home the cup last year, which was really fun.
And the goal scorer for the 1,000th goal, though, came off the stick of Carson Dobson of the Nipawin Hawks, which I think you were telling me also came on a kids sport game night. Is that correct?
It did. Yeah. Carson scored that goal. We were looking back February 21st, right in the Centennial Arena. So that was really exciting. And he got a little bit of an award that we presented to him at the, I guess it was a few weeks later, but yeah, pretty exciting for Carson to do that at home and as part of our game night. So it was really fun.
For sure. And we chatted with Carson about it. And if you missed that interview, of course, you can watch the interview on sjhl.ca. Maybe just tell me a little bit about, though, for the people that don't know Alex, maybe just the history of this program and this relationship that's grown over the course of the last 10 years.
Yeah, so Goals for Kids Sport, like you said, we're moving into the 10th season. It's a great partnership, Sask Energy, the SJHL, Kids Sport. There's a few different pieces. One of my favorite pieces is the volunteer champion piece. So as part of the game nights, there's 11 game nights throughout the season where we get to recognize the amazing volunteers in each of the SJHL communities. We present them with an award. They get recognized on the ice at the game. Fits so well with Sask Energy's Champion of Volunteers brand. We pride ourselves on supporting volunteers throughout the province. So we're really happy to be able to make that connection to the SJHL in this program. We hear all the time that the SJHL wouldn't function without the wonderful volunteers that help the teams, help the players, and just help make the teams successful and help contribute to the success of the teams. So that's one piece that we're really still really excited about. And then the other angle is our network members who come out and participate. They make donations to Kids Sport. They get to profile a little bit of profile for the work that they do in the community. So that's an exciting piece. And of course, ultimately, we're helping Kids Sport and helping ease that financial burden through the funds raised for families to help their children access sport. So that's really the great overall benefit of the program, and we're really proud to be able to help do that through Kids Sport.
And I guess just to build off of it, you know, we've touched on it just a smidge, but obviously we're going into this season is the 10th anniversary of this campaign. I mean, from a Sask Energy perspective, what does it mean, obviously, to be able to do this for, you know, 10 straight years?
It's pretty incredible. Like, it's one of our flagship programs that we've had. It connects in, and like I said, it hits on a number of our key priorities: volunteers, the Sask Energy Network, helping youth, a number of great communities, the SJHL, a great organization that we've been proud to support for so long. It's unique in the sense that it touches so many different facets and ties really well to the business that we are doing here in Saskatchewan. And really, it comes down to Sask Energy. We believe in helping out where and when we can, and this is one of those programs where we're able to do that. And as I said, we're super proud of the work and the accomplishments of this program. So,
for sure. And for the people at home who might not be, I guess, familiar for Goals for Kids Sport, of course, there's the game nights, which you can find on sjhl.ca, where you can see all the locations when your favorite team is playing host to their game night. But it all kicks off Friday night, Northern Lights Palace in Melfort. Alex, just tell me a little bit about what's going to be taking place, because it's the first game night of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep, we want everybody to come out those game nights. There's a lot of fun activities. There's opportunities for some kids to get on the ice and take some shots on net with some prizes. We sell pucks for the Chuck-a-Puck to help raise funds for kids' sports. So it's a lot of fun. We do that at all of the games. So please come out and join us and help support Kids Sport through the program. And specifically the kickoff, which you mentioned on Friday night in Melfort, we're going to have a barbecue before the game, and everybody's invited out to come for $5. You can get a pop and a drink, and all the funds raised will stay right in Melfort and help Kids Sport Melfort. So we're excited to be able to do that and have a nice kickoff right there in Melfort.
For sure. And I mean, it's early. I know we're only two or three days into the SJHL season, but the Melfort Mustangs are a big fan of the campaign as well, because their first home game, they scored 8 goals, which we like to see. Alex?
Yes, we do.
Is there anything else you'd like to touch on before I let you go?
I think, yeah, we're really excited. 10 years, come out, really encourage people to get out, support the SJHL, support Kids Sport Saskatchewan, and let's make it another great season.
For sure. And let's see lots of goals at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's try and see if the 1,000th goal will be scored before the date of last year's 1,000th goal. Let's see,
yes,
if the SHL teams can do it. For sure. Alex,
good
thank
idea.
You so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And we'll have to get a mid-season report to see an update on the Kids Sport Cup in a few weeks.
Sounds like a plan.
This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI: if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home. All right, well, that was our great chat with Alex Schweitzer of Sask Energy, Goals for Kids Sport. Always, I would say the Goals for Kids Sport game nights across the league, some of the more entertaining ones because of all the different things they do. They usually do a puck toss, maybe some games on the ice. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes the mascots come out.
Oh, yeah.
Those game nights are usually a lot of fun.
I remember, so our years working in Estevan together was the second or third year, I guess, of the Goals for Kids Sport campaign. And I think it was six or seven games in a row that I went to on the road.
That's right. I do remember
all
that.
Sask Energy Kids Sport games. And I think they were doing like Hungry Hungry Hippo on the ice at the time.
Oh, that's
puck
a good
tosses.
One.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
So they were having a lot of fun. It's always a good time. Mm-hmm. It's a great night to bring out the kids.
Yep.
Because they always have, like you said, mascots might be there. They always have a great time. They have handouts. They have all sorts of stuff. So get out to the rinks. If you do have one coming to your town, get out to the rinks and have a great time, because Sask Energy does it right. And it's a great campaign.
It is a great campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex mentioned in that interview the amount of money that's been raised year after year after year between the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League and this program, and of course, Sask Energy and the Goals for Kids program. I'm drawing a blank.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember off the top of your head what the mascot's name is from Sask Energy?
Oh, man. I haven't seen him in a while.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, do it.
It's going to bug me.
I'm
picturing him. It's the orange dinosaur.
Orange dinosaur, yeah. I was going to say, I don't want to say orange dinosaur and then be off, but I'm pretty sure it was the orange dinosaur.
Yeah. It's Gus the Gassosaurus.
How did we forget that?
You're right. I don't know how we forgot that. Yeah. Hopefully Gus is in the attendance.
I'm sure he'll get some miles. He's going to get some miles this winter.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
This is what they call fantasy booking. Mm. I hope tomorrow at the
I think I know where you're going.
At the Kidsport Goals for Kidsport kickoff in Melfort. You know what I want to see?
I think I might know.
Okay, what do you think I'm going to say?
You're going to say a mascot duel?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see a photo with our fearless leader, SJHL Commissioner Kyle McIntyre.
Kyle, listen up.
Director of Marketing, Jacob Faith.
Jacob, listen up.
And Gus the Gassosaurus.
I agree.
With Gus in the middle.
I agree. Yeah, and full arms around everybody. I fully agree. I think this needs to happen.
New profile pic.
Yeah. Hashtag new profile.
And you know that would be all over social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it would.
Especially if we got a hold of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going everywhere.
So,
that's going everywhere.
I'm just
going
to say this now. Kyle, Jacob, if Gus the Gassosaurus is there, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And don't take a selfie. Like, get somebody to
get a real photo.
Get somebody to take the picture for you from a distance.
And make sure Gus knows about the photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle's very good at taking photos.
Sneaky photos.
Sometimes he sneaks, though.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
He knows it.
He knows it.
He's a sneak attack selfie guy, for sure.
Yeah, he'll just tap you on the shoulder, and then you turn and look, and he's already taking the photo of you. That's how he gets you.
Yeah, that's how he gets you.
But he takes lots of good photos, so I give him credit for that.
Yeah.
Yep. Before we go, we should probably...
We have 10 more minutes on Gus the Gassosaurus, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good. No,
yes.
I digress.
He's a herbivore. No. We have some hockey to talk about.
Oh,
of course, the week technically kicks off tonight because there's one game tonight as the Balfour's North Stars visit the Yorkton Terriers for the lone game on the schedule tonight. There it is. 7:00, Westland Arena in Yorkton. Should be a great game. And then Friday, 5 games on tap. Those two at the top are going to be a lot of fun. LaRange versus Flin Flon, Weyburn versus Estevan, Kindersley and Nipwin, Yorkton, of course, in Battleford once again, and then Melfort hosting the Notre Dame Hounds, who are looking for their first win of the season. And then on Saturday, another 5 games on the schedule. Battleford wrapping up 3-3 in Melville, Nipawin hosting Notre Dame, and then the rematches of the home and homes between Estevan, Weyburn, Flin Flon, LaRange, and then Melfort playing host to the Kindersley Clippers. A lot of intriguing matchups, this week. The easy ones, I think the fun ones are the two rivalry home and homes, of course. Those are the interesting ones. But as I did last week, I will ask you once again. You can include tonight's game as well if you so wish.
Okay.
What is your game of the weekend?
There's a lot of tantalizing.
I feel like you're gonna say that every week.
It's hard not to see all these, but I'm gonna pick one.
Parody does do that.
I know exactly, and every week. I know that I have a really hard time picking one. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it this week. I'm not even going to mention another one. I'm going to mention it. Last week I said that, and then I mentioned like 4 games.
You did.
But this week I'm going to pick one and stick to it.
Okay.
On Friday night.
Friday night.
Nipwin hosts Kindersley. That's the one I want to watch. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
Now, I'll say because...
I was going to say, why?
Yes. Nipwin.
I would like to know.
A... With Damon Cunningham, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, with his performances, and with Kindersley, I continue to want to see how this group plays together this season.
Sure.
And I just want to see how Damon Cunningham handles a guy like Logan Linklater and the Hillbigs and all these guys and all the brothers on the Kindersley Clippers. There's so many brothers I love.
Wow, there's 3 sets of brothers.
Yeah, a lot of brothers. But Nipawin too, like they're getting Luke Chase, adding him to the lineup. I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup by Thursday or by Friday, I should say. And just again, the high powered offense, I want to see it start clicking. Now, obviously they're 0-1-0-1 as of right now today.
Sure.
There's been two games. So,
and they were playing two games within the division.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that division's going to be very difficult.
Very difficult. So I'm picking hard and fast Nipawin and Kindersley. Nipawin hosting Kindersley on Friday night.
That's a good pick.
Thank you.
I quite like that. I'm glad you didn't take the one of the softballs.
Well, I know, and I was trying to go a little, you know, I didn't want to. Sure. Yeah. I could have picked.
I mean
7 or 8 games.
No, I'm just saying I think the two home and homes between the two rivals, I think, are the two that really, really leap off the page.
Yep.
For me, both those home and homes are obviously extremely exciting. I don't want to spoil it, but you actually took the game I was going to pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to take one of the softballs then.
Okay.
I'm Estevan Weyburn. Mostly, you know, for me, it's interesting for that matchup because I was at both of Estevan's games last weekend. So I would like to see how they were. I'll take the Estevan Weyburn tomorrow night, the Friday night game.
Okay. The first.
Because I'm curious how Estevan will respond after that 5-0 loss.
Tough game.
Real tough game.
Yeah.
I think even the first game against Melba wasn't the greatest. And I think they, you know, there's been some high expectations on Estevan. And I think, you know, I think other teams in that division have heard about the high expectations in Estevan. And as a result, I think anytime one of those teams within the division are going to play the Bruins, I think they're going to be in for a battle.
Yep.
I mean, Weyburn had a great opening weekend. Mm-hmm. Great opening weekend against Yorkton. And for me, as a former goalie, I want to see that goaltending matchup.
This is the one you were talking about in our first episode of SJHL Insider. This is the 2-1 games that you were talking about potentially.
Mitchell against Hrdlicka.
Yep.
And in probably both nights. If you like goals, you're probably not going to see much in this home and home. But
the ones you do see will be spectacular because to get it by those guys.
Good chance.
It's got to be.
What I was going to say, though, is, you know, it doesn't mean you don't need goals to make an exciting hockey
game. No. Not in these ones.
No. You need scoring chances. Scoring chances is what makes hockey games entertaining. It's not the goals.
Absolutely.
It's the amount of scoring chances. So I'll say that one. But I mean, those are our games of the weekend. But there are some interesting storylines, I think, going into this weekend. Aside from that, that, you know, we can quickly touch on before we wrap things up. For me, like, I'd like to. Part of the reason why I would have said Kindersley and Nipawin is the intriguing thing is for me is Nipawin and Notre Dame. I want to see if one of them gets their first, if both of them, or one of them, or neither of them, get their first win of the season.
Sure.
Because obviously they're the only two teams that didn't win on opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for Notre Dame to go up north to two very difficult buildings, Northern Lights Palace and Melfort, and then to go to the Cage and Nipawin, it's a tall task. But if you can win one of those games, you got a lot of momentum, and you got to be feeling pretty good if you can get a split on that weekend trip. Whereas obviously Nipawin's playing two home games, one against Kindersley and then one against Notre Dame. And after losing your home opener, I think you probably want to come out pretty firing. But I'm intrigued by those two teams potentially. Obviously, both of them looking for their first wins of the season.
Yeah, that's a great one. And you know what? The best part about that is they play. One of them is going to have to.
Well,
one of them.
Well, hypothetically, no.
Oh.
Because if one of them wins on Friday and the other one doesn't, and then that same team wins on Saturday, technically, no.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
yeah,
that's one of those interesting storylines, I think, going into this weekend that intrigues me. Like, those are those games I'm definitely keeping my eye on because I want to just see if, Because I think with this amount of parity in the league, you don't want to fall behind too, especially early.
No.
Because it's going to be even more difficult with this amount of parity to get back into it.
Yeah.
Say if you get off to a really slow start.
Right. Yeah. Right?
If you go 3-7 to start the season, that's a tall mountain to climb to get back into things.
And,
right.
And on the other side, I mean, this is an obvious statement, but if you do get out to a hot start, like I think of last season when Humboldt got off to such a hot start, and then, you know, maybe they didn't keep up the pace, but because they got off to that hot start, they were able to hold on to their spot in the standings a lot longer than had they not. So it's I know that's a very obvious thing to say. It goes both ways, but it is something that needs to be said. And, you know, one other thing too, Jeremy, just we talked about it already, the trades, but I want to see some of these new faces and see how they fit into the lineups as well this weekend. And it's going to be a great opportunity to see a lot of them. So it's going to be a wonderful weekend across the board.
Yeah. The other point, I would say other fun storyline, I guess, going into the weekend is the other side of things is how many undefeated teams are we still going to have going into next week? Well, here's a spoiler. We'll still have one because Humboldt's not playing this weekend.
They don't have a single game.
I mean, we talked about it. We touched on it a bit on Monday's SJHL Weekly. It's a weird schedule to start. A little bit of an odd schedule to start the year for Humboldt.
Did they not have a weird schedule last year, too, at some point in the season where they didn't play for like 2 weeks or something?
I'm going to be honest with you.
A bit of a blur.
A lot of hockey. Yeah. I don't exactly remember.
Rory. Where's Rory?
But anyways, I'm curious to see if we're going to have one undefeated team going into next week, or are we going to have two?
Yep.
Remember last year?
Yeah.
Remember last year we had, it was Battlefords and Humboldt that went, what was it, three weeks?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was 3 weeks or so, three and a half weeks of both teams being undefeated.
It was eight wins, I think, before
correct.
They lost.
And they lost their first game to the LaRonge Ice Wolves at home.
Right.
On a Tuesday night.
Yeah. But you don't remember how Humboldt's schedule was last year?
Selective memory. I remember some things.
Yeah, it's fine. I get it.
Too many concussions from my playing days.
I hear you.
But yeah, I'm curious to see, obviously, if Melford can keep the ball rolling at home. Two home games this weekend. And obviously, we touched on the Northern Lights Palace. Tough place. Hmm? Tough place to play.
Should be fun.
Should be fun. And of course, the Kidsport, Goals for Kidsport kicks off this tomorrow. Tomorrow. It is? Yeah, Friday. Kicks off tomorrow. So, a lot of great action going on in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League this weekend. If you want to go out to any of your local rink to catch the action, that would be awesome. I mean, we touched on it at the beginning of the show. The attendance was outstanding for opening weekend. So be sure to get out, support your local team. Game tonight, Balfour's and Yorkton. Then, you know, 10 more games between Friday and Saturday. So check them out at sjhl.ca. If you want to stay up to date with everything in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League this year, be sure to follow us across all of the social media channels. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on X, which is...
I still can't.
Which is also known as Twitter.
Oh, thank you. The musician formerly known as Twitter.
Well, that was the joke.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and you can watch all the action on Flow Hockey. There is one thing I want to say though for the socials. If we can come back to the one shot, thank you, Bryce, our great director, Bryce. I just want to look into the camera and I want to say this. We are currently sitting at 993 subscribers on YouTube. We are 7 people away from hitting 1,000, which is pretty incredible to begin with, because when we took over the YouTube channel last year, Clark, I think off the top of my head, the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League had 427 subscribers.
Yep. I was going to say it was even lower than that when we
It was in the fours.
Yeah, you're
right. It was low fours. But we are 7 subscribers away from 1,000, which is it's a pretty good, big accomplishment, especially in just over a year. So if you can do us a favor, go to the SJHL YouTube channel, log in with your Gmail, because everyone's got a Gmail these days, right?
More or less.
More or less.
Yeah.
Log into your Gmail, and I just want you to go SJHL page. You got to hover over the page. You're going to go to that subscribe button. You're going to look at it. You're going to smile. You're going to nod. And then you're going to wink.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of steps to this. And easy
then,
steps.
And then
click.
You're going to subscribe.
And then fist pump in the air, like at the end of the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's optional.
Yeah.
But this way you can enjoy all the SJHL content you want, because here's what's going to happen when you hit subscribe. You might not know this.
I know this, but go ahead.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh.
When you hit the subscribe button, you actually get notified of when SJHL videos, new videos.
Yeah, they pop up.
So guess what? Oh, you know, it's Saturday morning. You know, I don't know what to do. Bang, highlights. Mm-hmm. Now you know you can watch
them. You know.
Now you know they're up. You can watch them.
Yeah.
So if you could do us a favor and go to the YouTube channel, hit subscribe.
At least seven of you.
No, more than that. We're not stopping at 1,000.
No,
we want to keep the ball going.
Yeah.
The ball rolling. Because even since the start of the season, we've gone up about 80 subscribers. So it's great to see. So really good. It's awesome. And before we go, also, we got to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors. UPL, the big presenting sponsor of SJHL Insider and SJHL Weekly and all the SJHL programming, whether that be the season preview show, trade deadline show, much, much more. UPL. Can't wait to find out all the information about UPL in Nukes and Notes on Monday. But also a big shout out to all of our other great sponsors in the SJHL. There's so many. Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGU, SGI. Thank you so much for your support. Without your support, the shows are not possible. Clark, final words before we go.
Let's do that hockey. Can't wait.
Okay, he said it. Let's do that hockey.
It's been an empty week so far for hockey. I need some more in my life. Let's do it.
Some might say it's been a while.
Yep.
Some might.
Some.
Some might.
Yeah.
It's only been 4 days, though.
Been a while.
It has.
We're going to get copyright stricken.
You ruined it.
Yeah.
The one game tonight, Balfour's in Yorkton. Five games Friday, five games Saturday. Make sure to get out to your local rink to catch all the action. If you can't, you can tune in on Flow Hockey. Lots of great action. Follow the SJHL socials. This has been another great episode of SJHL Insider. For Clark, I'm Jeremy, and we'll see you next week.